This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our time today, let's look at Psalm 19 and begin to do an inductive study of this psalm. Note what it says, then try determining what it means. Finally, develop some applications based on what you discover. Reading over the psalm a few times, it's clear the psalmist is reveling in what he sees in nature. Nature points to its creator. Theologians call this natural revelation. As the psalmist reflects on this, he realizes natural revelation is presented to everyone, anywhere in the world. He mentions that the sun reminds him of a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion and a champion rejoicing to run his course. He then moves on to talk about the difference between natural revelation and the special revelation of the Bible. This revelation has the potential of transforming lives. It is more precious than gold and sweeter than honey. It provides a warning regarding sin and its consequences, and a promise of reward to the one who abides by what it says. Recognizing this, the psalmist asks for forgiveness and protection so that his life might be free from bondage and discipline to live in such a way that God would be pleased. In this way, he would experience God as his rock and redeemer. Now that we have reviewed what this psalm says, we need to reflect on it some more and try to determine what it means or interpret it. Only then will we be able to benefit from what God wants us to understand and apply to our lives. If you'd like to review these scripts, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.